Overall, the coast-wide total worked out as the staff recommended. That's a 10% drop in the Pacific halibut catch for a total of just under 54.1 million pounds. However, the Commission's area-by-area allocations varied substantially from the staff proposals. Bruce Lehman, Executive Director of the International Pacific Halibut Commission, says that was a result of discussions with commissioners and the advisory bodies from those specific areas.
Worthwhile remembering that what the staff does is we prepare the recommendations that come out of this, the assessment. They're based on the best science we can do. The commissioners are obviously paying attention to other things necessarily than just the staff recommendations, so they were also listening to the concerns that people in the areas had expressed about their own perceptions of abundance as well as the impacts on them of the various recommendations.
The commission decided on just over 5 million pounds for Area 2C in Southeast Alaska. Lehman says that's a reduction of 19% instead of the 28% cut that had been proposed by staff.
As far as the biomass levels, I think most people, particularly in Area 2, are certainly recognizing that the stock has declined. You know, the survey catch rates have declined by about 50% from 1996 through 2007, and they've continued to decline in Areas 2C and 2A. So I think everybody has seen that the stocks are definitely coming down. On the other hand, 2C has taken some really substantial cuts over the past 3 years, so the folks there have certainly been feeling the pain.
It will be the third year in a row of deep cuts for the Southeast fleet. The reductions in Southeast are the result of a new method of estimating the halibut stocks coast-wide. Lehman says the tagging program that was conducted between 2003 and 2008 was the basis for research, which highlighted more about fish movement than was previously understood.
The primary thing that came out of that was that fish were moving for a lot longer period of their lives than we had previously thought. So in order to accommodate that movement, we had to go to a coastwide assessment of the biomass. So what we do is we compile all the data and we estimate the biomass on a coastwide basis. But then we need a method to apportion that coastwide number into the individual regulatory areas, because that's how we get the catch limits and that's how we do the management.
That apportionment number comes from survey data,
which is a survey that's conducted every year with a large number of stations, and it's highly standardized. And we use those data as the basis for apportioning that large coastwide biomass estimate into the individual regulatory areas.
The commission went with 21.7 million pound catch for the Gulf of Alaska Area 3A. That's a steeper 10% reduction rather than the 7% cut the staff had proposed. There will be no change to the Eastern Gulf Area 3B quota of just under 11 million pounds. Staff had recommended a 7% increase there. The Pacific Northwest Area 2A will see a 22% cut in its quota, and Canada's Area 2B will see a drop of 15%. Again, significantly smaller cuts than proposed by staff. The Commission also agreed to write a letter to state and federal fishery managers on the importance of timely and accurate data from the halibut charter industry. The Commission took no action on a charter sector proposal to use state numbers instead of a federally established guideline harvest level to estimate guided sport fishing catches. The Commission also did not pass a commercial sector proposal to reduce the guided angler bag limit for halibut. The National Marine Fisheries Service is already proposing a one fish daily limit, down from 2. However, if that measure does not go through, Lehman says the commission may hold a special meeting to revisit the issue.
That's one of the key things, because it's very important to the commission, because we made our catch limit decisions on the basis of an understanding that the GHL in Area 2C would be adhered to.
The season will start a little later than usual this year, running from March 21st to November 15th. The catch recommendations are not final until they are approved by the U.S. and Canadian federal governments. In Sitka, with help from Matt Lichtenstein in Petersburg, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.